1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, Usitter Time, 752. First Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich. Monthly legislative update. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Well, later today, the town of Greenwich holding its D-Day ceremony. You'll be in attendance. I understand you were born in France and not old enough, of course, to have lived through D-Day. But any perspective from your standpoint from that country about the invasion of Normandy?
Yeah. So, it's the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings and, very solemn and significant moment in history. And, when I grew up in France, America, was always a beacon of freedom, land where liberty and justice were ideals and but also lived realities. And so, and I think that was a result of the D-Day landings and, the fact that so many young men lost their lives defending these important values and ideals, for their allies. And so I think it's something that is, throughout Europe, not just in France, but throughout Europe, very, very significant. And I will be at the commemoration this afternoon at Town Hall, and I hope many of your listeners will join us as well.
All right. So with that, we look ahead there. Now, let's look back. We haven't spoken to you since the end of the legislative session in early May. Your thoughts on the session?
Yeah, I was going back to my notes and I realized that I hadn't really given you an update. And so, the final few days of sessions are always, very packed and full. But I think we ended on a really positive note. Certainly for Greenwich, there were a lot of wins. I don't know if my colleagues mentioned, but in their calls with you, but we secured about $20 million for the rebuilding of central middle schools, which is $14.7 million more than we expected. And we also were able to move the stalled Glenville Corridor traffic project forward by obtaining about $6.5 million in state funding through the DOT and WestCog and other funds available. We got state funds to allow repairs to begin work on the lurching elevators at Greenwich Library. We secured money to put a new roof over seniors at Parsonage Cottage. We got a grant for Greenwich United Way's child care program, as well as other money for local nonprofits. So we felt really successful. The Greenwich delegation, we were really, really pleased with all of that. We also had some great bills, and I'm sure you've been reading the news lately, but last week Governor Lamont announced that two of the big three credit rating agencies, Fitch and Moody's, are raising Connecticut's bond outlook, which, as you know, means that the state has to pay less when it borrows money, and that's going to save us a lot of money in our annual budget. And it's really proof that Connecticut's economic upturn is being noticed. And actually, since 2021, all four major credit rating agencies have upgraded Connecticut's bond ratings. And so I think it shows that we're really on the right track when it comes to our economy. And over the past six years, we've paid off about $8 billion in pension debt that had been hanging over our heads for a really long time. And we've also fully funded our rainy day fund. And as a result, we've provided about $700 million in savings in our general fund. And so I think, again, it just speaks to how we've been fiscally responsible and we're sticking by our strong fiscal guardrails. And just to give a little recap, we have four guardrails. The first one is a revenue cap, which limits our spending to 98.5% of our projected revenue. The second is a spending cap, which is tied to inflation or personal income growth. The third is a debt limit. And the fourth is a volatility cap, which smooths things out when revenue, like income taxes, vary. And so these have really been critical in allowing us to, get these improved ratings, but also to bring our economy, to right our economic ship. And I think it's just really important and great news. And it, you know, it goes a long way in signaling that Connecticut is a great place to do business. And in turn, that means that, you know, there are more good paying jobs that are created and our economy is going to continue to grow. It lowers our borrowing costs. So it'll cost us less to invest in infrastructure projects and make other investments. And the savings we get from paying down our pension liabilities reduces the burden on future generations, which is also really important. And so, you know, it just, again, I just want to reiterate that it proves that Connecticut is on the right track. And so that's really positive news.
All right. Good legislative session from that standpoint. And again, the ceremony this afternoon at 4 o'clock for D-Day. Appreciate your time this morning, State Representative Rachel Khanna. Thank you. We'll talk again in July.
Yes. Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Okay. State Representative Rachel Khanna joins me on the first Thursday of each month at this time. WGCH, Center Time, 7:58.
This is a special alert to